Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a reflection. As you know, I always pick something to reflect on that has come to me over the week. And on Saturday, I saw a post on LinkedIn about companies who are losing staff. Across the world, it's a phenomenon that's been noticed by large organizations. People who are employing some of the best in the industry, and they're offering things like, they're offering free lunches, ping pong ball tables, beer on tap, all sorts of wild perks to lure workers and to keep them in the office. And yet, they're not keeping them. People are leaving, and they're calling it the Great Resignation. And these companies are really surprised that people are actually looking for something more than salary and perks. They're actually looking for purpose. They're looking for meaning. You know, I had to chuckle about that because I don't think that's a great surprise. If you send people home for 18 months with a life threat, you know, with a potential life-threatening pandemic over their heads, it does make one reevaluate where you are in life and if what you're doing has any value or use. So it's not surprising that these people are making this reflection. And this is not too dissimilar to the majority of people who come onto the podcast. They often are hit by some form of life-shifting moment. It's the same with the midlife crisis. The midlife crisis hits us with something that we're not expecting, which makes us reevaluate where we are. It's interesting that word evaluation, to re-evaluate. What that actually means is to reconsider what we're doing relative to the values that we hold dear. When was the last time you considered what you value? You know, it's something that I do look at quite regularly, values, and it's something I look at with clients quite a bit as well. This idea of who we are, to some extent, defined by the values that we hold important, that we hold dear. Now, what I mean by values? Well, values are words that hold a meaning to us or that have meaning to us that we stand by. One you hear quite a lot bandied around is freedom. We all want our freedom. That's a value. Security is probably a value. But what you find is we all have different needs and different values. While freedom may be important, it might not be your most important value. And that's why these people are leaving their roles, because suddenly the organizations they're working for don't meet the values that they hold dear. So it's interesting to consider this. One of the reasons that we become dissatisfied in anything that we're doing is because some core need is not being met. And the core need is normally tapping into or part of our value matrix. We all have a value matrix. There will probably be about 10 words, 10 things that you hold really dear. When they get challenged, it really pisses you off. One I find really hard to deal with is injustice. When I hear stories of injustice or see injustice or experience injustice, it really needles me. And I find I can get angry over it really quickly. What has become more important to me over the last 5 years or so is environmentalism. I am, one of my values, very strong values, is looking after the environment, looking after this earth, this planet. And it's one of the reasons why I moved down to marketing, because it pushes consumption, and pushing consumption to me is leading to destruction of the planet. So you can see that's one of my values got challenged, and that's why I moved away from it. It is really worth noting your values and having a sense of them. The way you do this is you find a values list. There are loads of them around on the internet, and I'll put one on here for you so you can find one. Look down the values list. Now, it is quite difficult to kind of really shuffle these out and pin them down, but what you will find is you'll get down to about 10 words or so, and of those 10 words, put them in some sort of order. And then what is quite useful when you've got them is to think about areas of your life where those values get validated and satisfied. So for me, my environmental validation is satisfied by my keenness about recycling. I recycle everything. I strip everything down so I can recycle everything. It is a bone of contention between my wife and I, is I won't throw anything away unless I can find a way of recycling it. And that satisfies my environmental value. So health is a pretty important value to me. My health particularly. And also healthy eating is pretty important to me. Again, another health value. So I make sure that I eat, and we as a family eat nutritious, healthy food. So it's interesting to determine where your values are driving you. And if you've got something in your life that's not working or feeling uncomfortable, you will probably find, like these people that are leaving their jobs, it's something that is challenging a value. You see, because it can be quite easy to ignore those value niggles. Hence the people in these companies with all these amazing perks, they're in a job which probably doesn't feel right on some level, but because of all the money and all the wonderful things that are happening around them, they don't take the time to really consider it. They're probably high pressure environments, they're probably working so hard and so fast, they're not noticing it. As soon as it was taken away from them, they suddenly became aware that it didn't fit. And that's what crisis does to everybody. It makes us reevaluate where we are. Just to clarify and drive this point home, in order to find fulfillment in life, we need to have our values and needs met, because conflict and mismatch leads to dissatisfaction. So that's just my thought today. It's like, I saw this post and I thought to myself, well, they haven't really figured this one out, and it does surprise me. So to give you a little bit of homework, a little bit of time to think about something, where are your values? Have you ever listed them? If you'd like to do so, check out the values link at the website lifepassionandbusiness.com. I will put a values list on this podcast page there. While you're at the website, do check out the resources tab, because there are loads of helpful things there to move you on your journey. If you've enjoyed this podcast, as I say every week, if you enjoy any podcast, any content creators, please support them with likes, shares and follows, because as I say all the time, it helps people like you find good podcasts. So as ever, thank you for your time and attention. Catch you next week.